Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016 and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average carrier features differ, subject to $30 activation fee, credit, and valid port NC website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Offer coverage not everywhere. For all phones, restrictions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, of course, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and I am very, very honored and excited tonight because we've got Leona X on with us tonight. Fantastic rock musician out of Las Vegas. Las Vegas, baby. How are you, Leona?
Hey, I'm doing great. Just hanging out over here and looking forward to being on the show as well.
Well, that's outstanding, outstanding. You know, years ago, about 10 years ago, I went through a heartbreak. You know, I used to live in San Diego, and I got all fed up. I'm like, well, I'm done with Southern California. I'm moving to Vegas. And I moved to Las Vegas, and I lived there for 3 months in the summer. And boy, did I have some adventures. That's all I can say. I live downtown. I don't know where you're at, but I was on 10th and Ogden. It was
if you live downtown, wow, yeah, that must have been pretty wild.
Well, the rent was cheap, you know. I didn't know any better. I found the place on Craigslist. I didn't see it. I just, you know, transferred the PayPal funds. And boy, I grew up
that?
In Detroit. This was, when was this, 2006, something like that, I'm thinking.
Oh,
yeah, about 10 years
okay.
ago.
Well, you got to go down there now since they've reinvented the whole Fremont Street experience. It's really amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really good time every night of the week.
I lived right next to a, I guess it was a radio tower at one point. Go figure. But it had rusted in half and fallen over. I lived right next to it. It was very, very right down the street from a bar called the Bunkhouse, which was I was down there all the time at that kind of a rockabilly. You know, and I got to tell you, that's not a fun place to be if you're like trying to get over a heartbreak. You know, all they had was Johnny Cash impersonators every night. And
I know what you mean, and Elvis Presley impersonators too.
Right. Right. I finally told the guys, I said, I can't hang anymore, man. I know she's not coming back. I got to get out of here. And so we went
Aww.
To some bar. There's a million bars. Went to some place called the Dive Bar and saw it was glam rock night. So that was cool, and it got me back into good spirits.
Oh, the Dive Bar. Yeah, I love that place.
Yeah. Many, many years ago. You probably weren't old enough to go to bars yet, Leona, but, you know. I don't know. Maybe you were cool and had an ID or something. I don't know. rocker check. I'm just saying, you know. So, yeah, did you grow up in Vegas? Or, no, you grew up, you've been in Vegas a while, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm from so many different places. I was born in Mobile, Alabama. And then I lived in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, until I was about 9. And then my family moved to California. Then we moved back and forth between Modesto and Fresno. And
gotcha.
Then when I was about 18, I went to L.A., and that's where my pursuit of music began. And then I lived there for a while. From there, I went to Las Vegas, lived here, and then went up to Washington State for a while, and now I'm back in Las Vegas, and I'm really, really happy to be back here. I really love Las Vegas, especially after being gone. You know, it was kind of one of those things where you don't realize what you had till it was gone kind of thing.
Exactly.
I was starting to hate it at the time. Well, you know, at that time, that was when the recession was going on, you know,
right.
With all the, you know, when the economy was down. And that's when I left. But then now it's, you know, everything is just on such a an upturn, you know.
An upswing.
Just, yeah, an upswing. It's just everything's going a lot better now. And it's like being back home again. I'm a city girl. I always will be. I love the city and I love Las Vegas.
Well, Las Vegas is outstanding. I always have a good time when I'm there. I, you know, it's always – matter of fact, it's funny. My current girlfriend, Danny, she's never been. So, you know, she's like, we got to go to Las Vegas. I'm like, yes, we absolutely do. So we will probably be out there before long, I imagine. I can see that happening. I can see that. But it's
well,
interesting.
When
you
do, make sure you – Yeah, when you do,
oh,
make sure you give us a shout out so we can hang out.
Definitely, definitely. but I found it interesting that you said you started your music career when you were 18. You weren't an entertainment gal before then? You weren't playing music and whatnot growing up?
No. I started real early, but what I meant was I started to – that's when I moved to L.A. and, you know, really started to pursue, you know, and
gotcha.
Try to go down that path of succeeding in playing music. But I've been playing guitar since I was about 16 years old, somewhere around there.
Wow.
And, So – But even before that, I always loved music. I was always the crazy one in the house out of all the kids, you know, in the garage, singing with the broomstick, you know, the whole thing that everybody always says that they did when they were kids, you know, jumping up and down on the bed and, you know, and going through the house singing and pretending and dancing around everywhere. So, yeah, I mean, as far back as I can remember, I mean, I remember even being 5 years old. And being in my first play at school, and it was a Christmas play, and I sang "I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas," and that was my first time on stage.
And you were hooked.
And I was definitely hooked. I loved it, and I didn't want to leave the stage. And I remember barely. I mean, it's a very vague memory, but I think I remember looking over at the side of the stage and seeing my kindergarten teacher waving for me to get off the stage. And I didn't want to leave. I just wanted to stay there.
You were doing
I
what you were
it.
Supposed to be doing, you know? That's it.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah.
So cool. That's cool. And, you know, did you start out with Gibson, playing Gibson, or did you you know, did you have the pawn shop guitar or boyfriend's guitar? How did you acquire, or maybe your parents or something? How did you acquire your first guitar?
Yeah, well, you know, we all have that story about our first guitar. my first guitar was this cheap $5 piece of crap acoustic guitar that I bought down the street at a yard sale. Literally, it was like $5,
okay.
And the action on it was so high. The strings were so high off the neck, and, you know, you could barely play it. But it was a starter. It was something to get started. But always from the beginning, I knew that I wanted to play Gibson SG, because I have to admit, because Angus Young plays Gibson SGs,
mm-hmm.
and he is the reason for all this madness. He is the reason what made me want to start playing guitar. I remember I heard AC/DC for the first time, and I was never the same again. I wanted to be just like him. It wasn't one of those little girl crushes, you know, oh, my God, he's so cute, you know, nothing like that. It was... I fell in love with his guitar tone and his stage presence,
mm-hmm.
and just everything about his performance. And it just swallowed me up, and I just wanted to be just like him. So I started playing Gibson's. Well, you know, after my cheap $5 guitar, I got a job at Wendy's and saved up everything that I had in order to buy my first guitar and amp. You know, I had one of those little practice amps. I think it was a crate. And And so I started out in Gibson SGs because of Angus Young. But I have to admit, there was a phase that I went through just for a little while where I was experimenting with BC Rich also. But then I went back to the SGs because there's just nothing like them for me. I mean, I love SGs. I love they're just meaty. They just got this meaty rock guitar sound. And I love the small necks because I have small fingers, and those double cutaways, you can get way up there and into those high notes, you know. And they're lightweight. They don't hurt your back or anything. You know, they're pretty small and lightweight. So they're great for girls. I have to admit. You know?
Well, I've seen the videos and stuff. And yeah, you know, I don't know how you do it. You're running around with all the energy and everything, and in high heels even. I mean, that's pretty. Of course, you know, Prince did it too, so there you go.
To be honest, I don't. You know, I started out trying to do the high heels, but then I quickly learned that it wasn't going to fly. So. Yeah, I tried them, but it's just really difficult, you know, because when you're trying to juggle so many different roles, you know, because we're only a three-piece. So, you know, I'm the singer, I'm the lead guitar player, you know, I'm the front person, and I'm playing guitar. I've got to work with the microphone and play guitar and work the pedals, you know, the wah-wah pedal, and it's just too many, you know, obstacles, you know, when you add wearing high heels to it. So I don't wear them anymore on stage. But for photos, they're great.
Outstanding. That's cool. Now, how did you meet the other members of Leona X?
Well, you know, I've had quite a few people come in and out of the band. And but the current members that I have now, I've met them, you know, because they're friends here in Las Vegas. People that I know, you know, some of the best combinations that you have people in your band are through people that you know, referred by a friend who referred you by another friend, you know. So that's how I met these guys here. And we got together, and, you know, from there it's just chemistry. It's like, do we have chemistry together, and are we fast learners, you know, and you know, so forth. But that's how I came up with the guys that I have now, and
Outstanding. That's cool, man. That is very cool. And, you know, one of the cool things about living in Vegas, like, Vegas is an entertainment town, man. I mean, you you know, there's tons of people there, and really, really talented people. And, you know, it's, that's cool to be, you know, and I'm sure the level you're at, you know, it's not hard, you know, we're looking for somebody and, you know, 300 emails rolling or something, you know, I'm sure that kind of stuff, you know, but yeah, it's cool to have, you know, you definitely have to, I've never been in a band. I'm a painter. That's what I do. And, you know, so I've been able to avoid that. But I've known a lot of people in bands, and, you know, some of the people in bands that I know, I mean, it's almost akin to a marriage, you know, I mean, they're like,
it is
involved,
it's very much,
you know?
Like that. It's like a family, you know, because you spend so much time together. And you dream together. You dream about accomplishing the same things and succeeding at the same thing, and, you know, having the same goals. And you know, and everything that each other does or has going on in their life affects each other too. You know, because you're all relying on each other for your own success. So it's definitely like that. Yes, it can get very personal, very, you know, you're just very reliant on each other, like in a family, you know.
Well,
and that's
it's awesome.
Part of what
you know,
I like about it also. Yeah, I love the camaraderie. I love the friendship. I love hanging out, you know, and laughing and having good times, you know, and all that stuff. And there's definitely pros and cons. There's always, you know, just like any family, there's always dysfunction.
Right.
Trust me. But it's all worth it, right?
Well, exactly. You know, and you know, the cool thing is it doesn't come. I mean, I don't know. It's just the music. It's so tight and everything. How long is the current? How long have you guys been together? The current lineup.
The current lineup. We just did our first show together. So, you know, I have some rotating musicians that come in and out. So I have two bass players and two drummers here in Las Vegas. The first lineup that I had, I've been with them actually for a couple of years now. And then just recently, the two new guys that I have that I just did this last show with, we've been playing together for, it's only been about a month and a half at the most, I think, something like that. Yeah, but they're fast learners.
See, and that's cool. That's what happens when you're working with professionals, you know what I mean? There's, you know, it's they can get that stuff down and everything. Hey, let's play a track so people know what we're talking about if they haven't heard.
Yeah, sounds good.
Leona X, which... it would surprise me because I've been playing this all over the place. I've got the four tracks that Allison sent me. What should we play first? I've got How Do You Like Me Now, Love at First Feel, Play Like the Devil, and Ready for This. What should we hit people with, do you think?
I don't know. How many are you going to play? Two or three?
We'll try to play all four.
All right. How about Ready for This first?
I think that's awesome. Here it is, folks. Leona X, check this out. Ready for this? Listening to Leona X. Get a clean copy of this wherever you buy your digital music, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, etc. Folks, Leona X, that was Ready for This. What a track. What a track, Leona. I love it. I love
right
it.
On.
Hey, let me ask you.
Cool.
Like I said, when I'm a painter, and sometimes when I paint a painting, they either come really easy or sometimes, man, I'm telling you, every so often one will fight me, and I'm up all night, you know, drinking coffee and all this stuff. Got to get it done. Ready for this. And the reason I ask, at the end of nobody can ever tell. They're like, well, that would fight you. And I'm like, does it look? And they're like, no, it looks great. And I feel the same way with music. I always ask my musician friends, because it always sounds perfect, you know, what I'm hearing at the end and everything. With Ready for This, was that one an easy one, or did it fight, or did it just come?
Well, what you said is exactly the same thing with writing songs. Sometimes they come really easy, and sometimes they don't, and sometimes I have to work on them for months. Sometimes
right.
I have to just completely put them down and come back to them a year later, or however long, you know, later. But that one in particular actually came together really easy. In fact, and also I have to give credit also to my girl, Gayla Dawn, the singer of my previous band, Jaggedy Ann, who was an all-girl band. She was the singer, and I was just the guitar player. I didn't sing. And we actually wrote that song together. There's some parts that it comes from another song that we wrote together, and then I just took a couple of lines from that and dropped it in there, which made it really great. So actually, I have a co-writer on that song, and her name is Gayla Dawn, and she's an amazing singer also.
Nice. Let me ask you, was it quite different with the all-girl band versus like your lineup now, the trio and whatnot, working and just being in the band?
Oh, yeah. Way
I can't even imagine it, you know.
In so many ways. You know, it's just a different dynamic, you know, because in that band it's all girls. And we just had this amazing chemistry that to this day, there's still no other band that I've ever been in that we've had the same chemistry as I did with these girls. We had an amazing run for a while. We had an album that was produced by Phil Redd, the drummer of AC/DC.
Wow.
We went on these two amazing world tours all around the world, New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, Philippines. People were going nuts. The album was called Boiling Point. We were best friends. We had an amazing time. Long story short, the label went bankrupt before the album was ever even dropped. So that was not good. So everything came crumbling down, and then on top of it, everyone had a lot of personal issues. So the band pretty much fell apart, not because we didn't like each other or didn't want to play together anymore, but we just had no other choice. So we went for many years without playing together while trying to salvage whatever we had left of our lives. And now, years later, we're actually talking about doing a reunion and getting back together and trying to make it happen again. So I'm really, really super excited about that. And so in answer, because I kind of went somewhere else with that, but you were talking about like the difference. Difference was is that we were all best friends, and we still are, and we have this amazing chemistry that is irreplaceable. Now, with the guys that I play with now, it's the same thing. We have a really great chemistry also. But it's just different, you know. Guy friends and girlfriends are just different, you know. But I really, really enjoy playing with the guys too. There's a lot of things that are simpler playing with guys. I'll just put it that way. Even though me and the girls are best friends, there's definitely more drama with girls. I'll tell you that. Playing with guys is a lot easier. there's just not hardly any drama, you know. But it's all good all the way around. There's pros and cons to everything, you know.
I hear you. Well, and you know, probably you know, touring and being in vans and stuff is, you know, boys smell. No, I'm kidding. Don't send me emails, guys. you know, you bring up an interesting thing too. Is I think that I want to touch on, because a lot of, you know, right now or in the future, people listen to the podcast, I'm sure there's some kid in, you know, Milwaukee, Wisconsin or someplace listening and they want to be where you're at. You know what I'm saying? They want to be there. And, you know, you bring up in the business side of it, which you have to be aware of. I mean, everybody thinks it's just, you know, rock starring around and whatnot, but there's a business side. And,
absolutely.
You know, that can be tedious. That can be a real drag. It can be great, or it can be a drag, like you said, you know, with that business stuff, where stuff that you have nothing to do with goes wrong because somebody else dropped the ball or whatever. You know,
there,
what I mean?
There are so many different aspects to even just that, that it, you know, that would be like a whole nother hour long conversation. But yes, you do it because you love it, and you know, you're mm-hmm. passionate about it. It's your calling and everything. But you've got to be smart. You've got to be a business person, and you've got to hustle. That's the thing, is that you can't just sit and expect things to happen for you or people to come to you. It doesn't work that way. You got to work. You got to be dedicated to your craft every day, every single day, and you got to really work hard, and you got to hustle, hustle, hustle every day. Yeah, there's a lot to be said about that, but it's definitely
not easy,
and you have to really, really want it to be able to keep up with the drive that it takes, the ambition and the drive, because it's really easy to want to give up because it's not easy to do. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. In my gig, it's the same thing. I get kids asking me, you know, all the time. They're like, oh, I want to do what you do and just sit around and pay. I'm like, yeah, I would love to do that too, but. You know,
yeah, everyone has this fantasy idea that you're just sitting around getting paid for nothing, but it couldn't be more wrong. I'm telling you.
No, I told some girl the other day, I said, you know, I think I'm on my 200th, 18 hour day in a row, you know, it's
absolutely, I'm 24/7 all the time hustling, working on the internet, socializing, you know, networking, either writing songs or working on material or practicing in the band or trying to sell tickets, or, you know, it's 24/7. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And speaking of business, let's hold the line for a second. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back after a couple quick words here. Stay
all
tuned.
Right.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Epperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products. all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Hey, we're back, folks. I just want to add with our show sponsors there, if you put in my code ROCKS, R-O-X-X, and you'll save some money. They all have different deals and whatnot, and with that money, I would suggest heading over to Leona X Rocks, R-O-X, or I'm sorry, R-O-C-K-S. I'm used to saying my last. Anyway, let me spell it for you, folks. Grab a pencil, www.leona, L-E-O-N-A-X, the letter X, and then rocks, R-O-C-K-S.com. And yeah, buy some tracks, man. You can buy all the tracks we're playing tonight at Well, you have links and everything over there too. You're on iTunes, Google Play, all over the place, right, Leona?
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
Cool. That's cool. That's awesome. That's, you know, and also I always tell people too, whenever you know, go see these acts I have on the show, if you can, if you're in the area, get out there and see them live, man, and definitely hit that merch table because that helps a band. I've heard that so many times, you know. And I'm sure, Leona, you guys have a pretty cool merch table as well, you know?
Yeah, we have lots of stuff. And actually, I have some custom design t-shirts that I designed myself that are really
awesome.
Super cute. And yeah, lots of stuff. CDs, stickers, posters, you name it, I got it.
Very cool. Now, you're going to be playing the, you got some upcoming dates coming up in the LA area and whatnot. And then you're doing. I want to mention this too because I promised Allison and Al that we would get the word out on this. You've got an exclusive party on the, July 16th coming up, but people can only get into that party if they buy tickets to the whiskey show, right?
Yes.
How cool is that? Then that's the night before, July 15th. Man, that's cool. You're playing the whiskey. Is this your first time playing the whiskey, is it?
No, it'll be my second time playing the whiskey. I played there a long time ago with another band.
How cool is
but
that?
Yeah, I'm really super excited about it. You know, the guys from that metal show, Madison Hatter, Paid. It's going to be a really great show. I'm super excited about it. And then the next night after that is the VIP meet and greet party, where we're going to have Metal Babe Mayhem, Spider Energy Drink, and Albane for Leather are sponsoring it. And we're just going to be there hanging out, playing music, and we'll be giving away free T-shirts and CDs. And, yeah, it's going to be a great time. And if you buy your
tickets, that's the place to be.
And if you buy your tickets for the whiskey show, that also includes admission to that after party the next night, hosted
Very
by
cool.
Albane for Leather and Spider Energy Drink and Metal Babe Mayhem.
Very, very cool. That's awesome. That's very cool. Now, do you you play out quite a bit, right?
Yeah, as much as I can. You know, it depends on what's going on and the time of year. But I'm just getting ready to make a full onslaught of shows coming up. So I'm ready.
That's awesome. Now, the week after, or a couple of days after all the LA stuff, you're going to be playing House of Blues in Vegas, right?
Yes.
On the 20th?
Yep.
That's cool.
And we'll be playing with a Def Leppard tribute called Pyromania.
How cool is that? Note to self, go out west, Jamie. What the hell?
And I have tickets for that show, too. Free complimentary tickets. So anyone who's in the Las Vegas area or anywhere else that's going to be in town that want to go to that show, hit me up because I have tickets for that, too.
Nice. I like the House of Blues venue there. That's a nice venue there. It's a good time, baby. It's always a good time there. Very
always.
Cool. And folks, always. You can keep abreast of everything that's going on with Leona X and where the upcoming shows and all that. There's links to all of their social media right on their website, which we have a link up to, LeonaXRocks.com. They're on Bandcamp, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all this kind of stuff. And, so I suggest, following, liking, subscribing, I can't remember everything you have to do. See, Leona, you're probably good at this social media stuff, man, because, you grew up with it. I'm an old man. It's hard for me to do all this stuff.
You gotta work it, baby.
I'm telling you, I gotta hire a 14-year-old girl with a cell phone. It's very. I've told this story a couple previous shows, but it's so true. I was so embarrassed a couple months ago. I'm on Twitter, and I get some emails or some Facebook. They're not emails; they're Facebook messages from people, and they're saying, "Jamie, that's not how hashtags work. You can't hashtag every word in the." What is wrong with you? Don't hashtag the. Are you crazy? They're like, just the important stuff. And I'm like, well, everything I was saying was important. They're like, no.
That's the way to go. That's how you roll.
I'm telling you, it's just sad. It's sad. Hey, let's play another track. We've got How Do You Like Me Now, Love at First Feel, and Play Like the Devil. What do you think we should do next? Leona.
Let's do Love at First Feel.
I agree. This is a great track.
My guitar, my blue guitar.
Yep. There it is. I love it. Here it is.
Like no listening to Leona X. Get a clean copy of this wherever you buy your digital music, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, etc.
That was Love at First Feel. What a track. What a track. Leona X about her guitar. Very cool. Very cool. Now, Leona, when we were while we were listening to the track, we were kind of chatting in the back room there, and I was not aware of this. You have a new band also in addition. Leona X is staying, folks. It's right there. Everything's fine. But in addition, because Leona likes to, she hustles. You always got to be doing something. Tell us about Thigh Voltage, Leona.
All right. Well, as we all know, the tribute bands do really well. And so I had the idea to put together an all-female AC/DC tribute band.
Nice.
And we're called Thigh Voltage, and it's all girls, and it's pretty freaking amazing. So we do the whole AC/DC act. I play Angus Young. I do all his trademark guitar solos, the striptease, all the rolling around on the floor, all the crazy stuff that he does. And, I grew up on his music. I wanted to be
right.
just like him. So the first songs that I learned were AC/DC songs. So it's very natural for me to play his part. And I really, really, really love it. I have tons of fun. The girls are so amazing also. Each and every one of them are totally amazing. I have Megan Krause from Marigold on vocals. That girl is a powerhouse vocalist. I'm telling you,
nice.
Wait till you hear this girl sing. She'll blow your mind. She makes me want to give up on singing. She's so great. yeah. And then I
Very
have
cool.
I have a girl named Eva Karzuska who plays the part of Malcolm Young, and what a legendary role too. I mean, that's a hard role to fill. Those are some big shoes to fill too. And she does a great job, and her heart is so true and so, filled with love for the music and performing. And and then I have Claudia Iles, who is actually the bass player from my other band that I was telling you about, Jaggedy Ann, the other all-girls mm-hmm. band that was produced by Phil Rudd. So she plays bass in this Thigh Voltage band with me as well. And
nice.
And we have a really great guy named Ryan who's on drums. So it's 90% girl, 10% guy on drums. And we really love him a lot, too. He channels Phil Rudd. Totally amazing. And it's just a lot of fun. So we have our first show coming up July 9th at Count Vance here in Las Vegas.
Nice.
And it is the anniversary, well, the what would have been Bon Scott's 70th birthday. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Bon Scott would have been 70 years old now.
Wow.
That's going to be a hell of a show.
Yeah, we have our first show on his birthday in tribute to him. So we're totally tributing him, Bon Scott, that night. We're going to have birthday cake. We're going to sing happy birthday. We're going to perform a very rare song by them called Ride On, and it's a tribute to him. It's going to be a really great night, and we're super excited about that.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I was in Vegas. I wish I was in town. Now, people can get tickets for this at the venue or on your website as well, right?
It's a free show. Come on in. That's all they got to do is show
there
up.
There you go.
It's a free show. Yeah.
How about that, folks? Yeah. How about that? Very cool.
And
very,
also we're
very
playing
cool.
with a Black Sabbath tribute called Children of the Grave. And they are totally amazing also. Totally amazing.
Nice.
Like, you wouldn't believe it. You'd think you were watching Ozzy Osbourne. Seriously.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's
very
gonna be
cool.
A great night.
I want to go. I'm too far away.
Dang.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I gotta get some, meet some venues down here and start doing something. Man, it is, I know too
Come
many
back
great,
to Vegas.
Great musicians. I know. It's, you're not the only person. I can't do it. I just bought a house. But I can visit. Very
yeah.
cool. Now, your big single right now that's is the How Do You Like Me Now, and it's all over the place. I've been just enamored with this since I first heard it. It's outstanding. Now, is there a video out for How Do You Like Me Now?
Not yet. There is not yet. Yeah. So I'm in the process of recording the rest of the CD. There was a little bit of a delay on recording that because I got very sick over the winter and lost my voice for 4 months when I was supposed to be recording. So that was a huge, huge bummer. So I was not able to finish it. So just waiting now to be able to go back into the studio and finish that CD and then hopefully a video for the single How Do You Like Me Now. And that's kind of why we just went ahead and we already knew we were going to release that one first, you know, while as kind of like a teaser for the CD, but then it ended up getting so delayed. So,
I hear you.
It just is what
you
it
gotta
is.
Lay
so
off
anyway.
Those small malls, Leona. I'm telling you,
yeah.
You gotta lay off the Marlboro Reds. I'm kidding, of course. I don't imagine Leona smokes. You know, she's probably a vape girl. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
It's all clean living here. I gotta stay healthy to
and
you know, strong to be able to do what I do. You know.
Exactly. If you're running around on stage, man, you can't be, you know, stopping and coughing. That won't work. Well, let's play it. Here it is, folks. This is How Do You Like Me Now. And check this out. This is the new single. It's available everywhere. It's very, very cool. So check this out.
I'm going down, I've got a new for you.
listening to Leon X. Get a clean copy of this wherever you buy your digital music, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, etc.
I don't care.
Amazing. How do you like me now, Leona X? I like that track, Leona. I like that track a lot. I'm telling you. It's good. It's very good. It's good stuff. That's cool. You know, sometimes you just – I listen to all kinds of music. People always ask me. They're like, Jamie, what kind of music do you like? And I'm like, I like good music. You know, that's what I like. It depends on my mood. But sometimes a good just melt-your-face rock song is needed, and that's definitely one. I love it. Good
stuff. Thanks. That means a lot to me. I like a lot of stuff too. It depends on the mood that I'm in. I mean, I'll listen to everything from Aretha Franklin to Metallica to ZZ Top. You know, I like it all too.
Right.
There's not much. I like good music, but I just know what I do well is rock and roll. That's what I play good. You know.
Well, because you gotta, like you said, you have to know your job. You have to know your craft. And you know,
right.
And you obviously do. And for that youngster out there, that young gal in Milwaukee or Omaha, Nebraska or wherever, you know, or that young guy that's listening and wants to be, you know, where Leona's at, I'm sure she'll tell you, you got to play all the time, man. You can't just let that.
Every
that's
day.
Right. That's right.
Every single day.
I tell kids that all the time with painting. It's I'm like, well, at least at a minimum, draw for 2 hours a day, every day. Whether you, even if you hate it, you gotta love it, even when you're hating it. You know, it's
the only way you're gonna master anything. You know, it's exactly how it is.
Yep. Outstanding. And again, I want to give a big shout out. I'm looking at the time before the we run out of time here. I want to give a big shout out and get over, folks. Check out Al Bain for Leather and MetalBabeMayhem.com. They're the night sponsors of the show. Good, very cool stuff over at both of them. And, you know, just outstanding. And, you know, add
Leona X on all your social media and whatnot. Share the pages. Let all your friends know about them as well. You know, outstanding. Hey, I just realized, Leona, we forgot to mention the fellows in your band, Leona X. We mentioned everybody else in Five Voltage and stuff, but we were talking.
Yeah.
And we forgot to mention. And I don't want to end the show without doing that. So who are the guys in Leona X with you?
Okay, well, like I said, I have a couple of different guys that, you know, that play in and out with me. The guys I first started out with, Danny Robert on drums. He is the go-to drummer in Las Vegas. He plays in almost every band here. he's an outstanding guy, an outstanding drummer. But, you know, he's very, very busy. So his availability is, you know, sometimes he's not available. So I also have another totally amazing rocking drummer. His name is Chris Bishop. And he also plays in a band called Crash Midnight. But he is a total powerhouse. I freaking love playing with him so much.
Nice.
And then on bass, my first bass player that I had was Brian D. Litton, and he's another one of those guys that plays in a lot around town. He plays with the Saints of Las Vegas with Brent Muscat, who used to be in Faster Pussycat. So same thing with him. He's an amazing player, outstanding dude, love him. In fact, I'm getting ready to go to practice with him and Chris here pretty quick.
Nice.
And then I have another bass player who fills in, and his name is Sean Smith. And he, same thing, you know, he plays around in bands here. He has a band called Winter's Call. And they're a heavy metal cover band, and they're just all amazing, and I am just so thankful for all of them, for all their time and effort that they put into learning the material and always coming to practice prepared and just being such stand-up amazing musicians. But, you know, obviously it's going to sound totally cheesy, but I obviously couldn't do it without them, and they are so, so important, and I love all of them.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome. We're almost there. We're almost out of time, but I want to play. I'm going to end the show out with another song by Leona X called "Play Like the Devil." We're going to play that in a second. But before I do that, I just want to thank you, Leona. I know you've got stuff you've got to be getting to tonight and whatnot, but I want to thank you for being on the show and taking time out of your really busy schedule to do that. I really appreciate it, and you know, you just rock. You've got the rock turned up to 10.
It's my pleasure. I love doing this kind of stuff. So it's my pleasure, and thank you for having me on. You know, it's people like you who make a difference, and every little bit helps, you know?
Awesome. Well, thanks, and have a great night. Tell the guys I said hey, and Leona, we'll have you on again real soon. I promise, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. And folks,
cheers.
We're going to show out here with, with Play Like the Devil. This is and that's Leona X. Check it out.
Listen to Leona X. Get a clean copy of this wherever you buy your digital music, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, etc.
Come true, I'm in front of you.
That was Play Like the Devil, Leona X. What a track. What a track. Hey, guys, we're going to have this converted to a podcast here in about probably about 45 minutes to an hour, just depending on the computer lineup tonight. It'll be ASAP, though. If you are listening to this show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor and hit the ratings and review. That puts us at the top of the page, and maybe that's where I like to be, you know? I just feel just comfortable there. That's where I'm supposed to be. So make that happen. And once again, big shout-out to Metal Babe Mayhem and Al Bain for Leather. Go check them out. We have links up and everything. Outstanding. Outstanding stuff there. Okay, guys, we're out of here. Tonight is, what is tonight? Tonight's Monday, so we will be back. Oh, that's right. The next two nights, kind of interesting. We're doing something a little different. We Cut to Chase Productions has a brand new psychological thriller feature film out. We've got the actors and director the next two nights, Tuesday and Wednesdays from that. So very, very cool. I love having independent film on when we can, and we're doing that. We're doing that. And we've got a fantastic rocker on Friday. I've got a charity dinner on Thursday, so taking the night off on Thursday. But on Friday, we've got Michaela, very cool rocker from North Carolina. So good stuff coming up, folks. Good stuff. And it's all, you know, because you guys keep listening and all that. That makes it awesome. So thank you for that. Okay, I'm out of here. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Saving money on groceries is about to get even easier because a brand new Walmart Neighborhood Market is opening soon near you. Enjoy low prices you can trust every day on your grocery favorites, like fresh produce, quality meats, and more. Plus, Walmart's friendly pharmacists can take care of all your prescription needs. At Walmart Neighborhood Market, shopping and saving are simple and convenient.
Your new Walmart Neighborhood Market opens June 29th at the corner of Pine Island Road and Sterling Road in Davie.
Save money, live better, Walmart. Saving money on groceries is about to get even easier because a brand new Walmart Neighborhood Market is opening soon near you. Enjoy low prices you can trust every day on your grocery favorites, like fresh produce, quality meats, and more. Plus, Walmart's friendly pharmacists can take care of all your prescription needs. At Walmart Neighborhood Market, shopping and saving are simple and convenient.
Your new Walmart Neighborhood Market opens June 29th at the corner of Pine Island Road and Sterling Road in Davie.
Save money, live better, Walmart.